Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account?
It's M as in Mary, B as in Bravo, B as in Bravo, ULA at Comcast.net.
Thank you for that information. May I please have the first and last name on the account, sir?
Matthew Cibula.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. I have located an account for carhistory.online. How may I help you, please?
This, about a few hours ago, I signed on and it didn't give me the information. And I told the, you know, people that, that said when I called customer service, they said just, you know, we'll give you your money back. And so I just wanted to make sure that that happened.
And yes, sir, I do see where they canceled your account, sir. I do not see where a refund was issued, but I'm going to go ahead and issue that for you, sir. And okay. I do want to let you know it'll take 3 to 5 business days to go back in your account, sir. But I am issuing the $18.95 for you. And I have that refund confirmation number for you, sir, when you're ready to write it down.
Yes, just a moment. Great. The pin that I had, I left in the other bedroom.
Oh, take your time.
Okay, I'll just be a moment.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
This is for car history, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I am ready for that confirmation number.
Yes, sir. It's 1511656.
All right.
Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
No. That was very easy, and thank you so much.
Thank
I thought it would
only
be $1 for some reason, but it was $18, huh?
Yes, sir. I do apologize for the misunderstanding. But yes, sir, we have you refunded and canceled, so there'll be no future charges.
Okay, and there is no charge today, right? So it'll be refunded also. Okay, thank
yes,
you.
Sir. I issued that refund. Thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.